in being ambitious, won't we go into the mode of passion and want to rise more and more in the corporate hierarchy, like a sportsman wants to excel? See, spiritual life is not necessarily abandoning material goals. It is more about infusing a spiritual purpose to our life.
Okay.
So, sometimes by being ambitious, we may go into the mode of passion. But otherwise also, if we have the mode of passion already, not being ambitious will make us feel choked. And Prabhu, I'm not going to take anything more. What are you doing? You're putting more?
No, I'm just wondering whether you add anything so we can carry it in the car.
No, I won't take anything more. That's fine. Not hungry. So, we already have the mode of passion within us, and if we don't channel it, it'll come out in ugly ways. See, if I say that I will not achieve things because I'm so spiritual, but then the drive to achieve is there, and then if somebody else achieves, I'll become envious of them. Because that same ambition within me is coming out in a distorted way. So, rather than worrying about whether I'm going into the mode of passion or not, what we should focus on is whether I'm connecting with Krishna adequately or not.
Using this as a means to connect to Krishna.
No, not just this alone. You need to have a direct connection with Krishna. So you may decide, you know, this is the level of spirituality I am going to practice. Maybe this, I will come to the temple or attend this program or this much chanting, this much study of scripture. Once I decide that much, then after I have decided that, whatever remaining time I have, I become stay wholehearted in my material life. So, karmanne vadhikaraste maafaleshu kadachit vishasa. Now, we should do our work, but we shouldn't be attached to the results. That means that if some promotion comes, if some raise comes, that's good. And if it doesn't come, still I have done that in the mode of service to Krishna. The mode of passion will come when we just, for pursuing material things, give up Krishna bhakti. But if we are firm in our connection with Krishna, then that connection with Krishna will give us the intelligence of how to do our material life in a way that is harmonious with our spiritual purpose. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Take care.